are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So Christianity encourages believers to turn to prayer, meditation, and seeking guidance from God when facing challenges, including mental health struggles. Prayer can be seen as a means of finding strength, solace, and understanding during difficult times. Muruti Bobalapi is joining us on the line to help us unpack and understand this. Muruti, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing fine. How are you?
I am good. I hope you are well.
Great. I'm doing fine.
Indeed. Muruti, before we get into the next of our conversation, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us?
Father God, once again, an opportunity has been availed to us that we may commune with you through prayer. We are asking, Heavenly Father, that as we open ourselves to you, you may be available for us. We are coming before you, loving Father, in our littleness, desiring to be made great through your grace. Bless us this morning, both the presenter and the listeners. We desire your grace to be able to stick to you and hang on with you throughout. It's my prayer that I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Muruti, you know, we're going through a lot as people. It's a lot. We're going through a lot, you know. And some say that, you know, the tough times, they make us stronger. There are a lot of phrases that we say when we want to encourage ourselves. But what is the role of prayer now and a personal relationship with God? When we are going this through a lot, you know, how does that help us? Or does it do anything at all? The fact that I have a personal relationship with God and I pray almost daily or every day or every minute there. So how does it help us?
Yes, thank you very much, Sisi, and thank you very much also to the listeners. Maybe we can start this one by quickly reflecting on this one phrase that explains what prayer is all about. Someone says to us, a prayer is opening of a heart to God, as to a friend. Opening your heart to God as to a friend. In other words, when you look at the life of prayer, in prayer, you are opening yourself to someone, and this is your creator, this is your God. I wanted to give a little illustration to say you are opening your heart as if you are opening it to your biological father, to your father, to your human father, if I may use that example. Why am I borrowing that example? If you have a situation, a precarious situation, and you come running home and meet your father, knowing that he is able, he is capable, or even if he is not capable, you simply open up to him and say, Daddy, here is the situation. I do not know how to come out of this. If it's a situation where some people are following you, saying they are coming now, you know what to do, but I'm here, I'm helpless. So you open up to your father like this. In prayer, we open up to God in such a way, and we leave it in the hands of God to take care of the situation.
Mm-hmm. So when we are praying, Pundiswami, and we are opening ourselves to God, and we are facing, you know, these situations that we are facing, here, how does it now contribute to our sense of resilience, ne? An ability to face these difficulties with faith and hope? Because now when we are facing these challenges and enters in the issue of faith, they're like, but we can't even see this faith, you know, that we are having. But here we are encouraged that have faith and pray and etc. So how does it help in terms of building resilience?
True that. You remember, even like in the example that I've just given of a father and a son, and the son is in trouble and the enemies are following. You after you tell your father, now, there's a need for you to stay resilient. Now, by resilience here or resilient here, we are saying have the ability to remain calm and steadfast as this problem or this predicament is being sorted out. So in this particular case, when you, after you have prayed, after you have taken time meditating and focusing on God, You also need the spirit of calmness, the ability to trust and say, yes, because I have told one who is able, through him, I will then be successful, I will then be victorious over the situation. And therefore, I don't need, by resilience here, we are saying, I don't need to leave him and start running elsewhere again, thinking I will get any other solution elsewhere. No, after telling him, then I wait for him to give me the next instruction. And that next instruction comes either through his word or as you pray and he impresses a new thought in your mind. That's why we need the cleanliness, the freshness of our mental faculties as well in meditation and prayer. Mm-hmm. So we need that ability to stay on, to stand against the temptation of trying to run away and look for some strange things.
But it looks strange. What strange things now?
Yes, when I talk of strange things here, I'm just alluding to the fact that sometimes when you pray and you have a situation, you pray, you begin to doubt if God is really coming through your way, and you want to quickly run and check if this old man with his old bones can become a solution to your predicament.
Yeah. Okay. It's okay. Yeah. So now, how do you perceive the connection between prayer and seeking divine guidance, especially when dealing with complex or uncertain situations?
Yes. I'm tempted to make a quick reflection on one statement here that, again, please, let's appreciate, dear listeners and everyone, let's appreciate that, you know, in prayer builds that relationship between you and God so much that it enables you, it enables me to have confidence in the Lord first and foremost. Now, with this confidence, I become stable. You know, I can give an example of the Hebrew guys that we normally talk about from the scriptures. This is Daniel and his friends. In a number of situations, they were faced by a really tough condition before them. But because of the prayer life, they became resistant to all the suggestions that were brought before them to sin against God, to stand against God. They, because of that relationship, they were confident in the Lord and they were able to stand still amidst the conditions of the heathen king. And so, by so saying, we are simply saying, prayer and divine guidance are an inseparable pair. They are an inseparable pair in that you can't have one without the other. Nor can the other do without the other.
The inseparable working is belt and you're working belt and trousers and belt, finger and nail. Okay. So, Muruti, looking at. Sorry, Muruti.
Yes, I was hearing some tongues. I did not follow.
Oh.
Yes.
I didn't speak in tongues, Murut. Anyway.
Oh, yes. Okay.
You know, so when looking at prayer and meditation, Muruti, how do they now contribute to mindful awareness of our thoughts, emotion, and overall well-being? Because sometimes we do just read the verses and not meditate on them. But then now when we meditate on them and we pray, like seriously pray, we do get, you know, to have that fresh air on our in our thoughts, etc. How does that work then?
Oh, yes. One would say prayer and meditations, like you are saying, they have a way of giving you the freshness of mind, the freshness of reflection, freshness of reflection. In other words, as you look, when you're talking about meditation, we are saying after reading God's word, and you take some little time. Now, you can do a silent prayer. This is the prayer of meditation.
Yeah.
Now, this is where you are reflecting in the word of God that you would have read, and then wait in silence while you wait to hear what now the Lord is impressing on your mind regarding the scripture that you have read. Because you remember, God speaks through to us, yes, through the Holy Spirit, and at the same time, through the word that is at our disposal. And it is when we have read and taken time now to reflect and taken time now to say, God, I have read. Can I hear through the impression of the Spirit what then you are saying to me. So it gives you new reflections, new fresh, the freshness of thinking in terms of what you ought to do as your next step from the situation that came before you, before me.
Indeed. So, Murut, do we have to... the scripture tells us that, you know, our will is not your will, O Lord. And we love to say that when we pray, you know. But and I think we've dealt quite a bit dealing with the issue of God's will, because sometimes, hey, his will, it's quite interesting. So how does the act now of surrendering to God's will, you know, through prayer, contribute to our daily, sort of to our ability to navigate uncertainties, challenges, especially in the realm of mental health?
Yes, I must say to our dear listeners and to everyone that we have a big challenge as God's children. The preacher included. The big challenge here is where we are called to exercise total surrender to God. This one, I must confess that we have a big challenge. Why is it a big challenge? Because in most cases, while we pray, while we read God's word, however, I don't want to justify this, but for some reasons, we come to a point where we choose to say, okay, I have read, I am praying, but I'm not ready. But I am not ready to totally surrender to God's will, to that which he wants us to do. In other words, we are not ready to obey God fully. And this is the problem here. Now, I'm simply saying to our dear listeners and everyone, friends, the call in this Christian life is that we learn the art of total surrender, giving ourselves to God for anything that he calls us to do. Because that which he calls us to do, no matter how nasty it may look like, that is your point of success and victory. Yes.
Right. Detox. Detox is very important. Detox. So in what ways? So as we near the end, Murutoka, in what ways now does prayer contribute to our sense of hope, especially when faced with prolonged and recurrent mental health struggles? And also that hope, because here you are, you're praying. You're not even sure if God has heard you. You're not even sure if he's going to answer you, because sometimes you don't hear him when he speaks, you know. But how does it now help?
Once again, allow me to revert back to the example of a father and a child and a son or a daughter. And remind you that, and remind our listeners that the scripture in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, invoked us to pray without ceasing.
Yes.
Now, in a relationship of a child and a parent, generally, particularly in an African setting, you do not need to be bulldozing your parents in order for them to give you what you need to give them, what they need to give you. Instead, our duty is to remind, is to tell our parents, okay, daddy, mommy, I need this, I need that. And then after some time, you come back and just remind them. After some time, you come back and remind them. Our duty, in order for us to stay mentally alert and aware and ready to face issues, all our duty is to remind God of our situations, because he will handle the situation. He will solve the matter. He will resolve the matter at his own time, for his time is the best.
His own time is the best. And it's something that we struggle with, Muruti, a lot, you know, understanding God's time. But yeah, you have spoken to us. We have heard twice. You spoke once and we heard twice, the Muruti. Any closing words regarding this particular topic? And then after that, please do pray for our prayer, pray for our listeners so that we may, you know, seek guidance and prayer and we pray to the Lord.
Yes. In closing, dear friends, I would say to you, I would also just refer you to the book, to the common book that we normally read in the scriptures, Isaiah 40:31. The scripture would say, they that wait upon the Lord. Our resilience is dependent on our ability to wait. Too many times, dear friends, We rush. We rush even in prayer. In the life of prayer, we are at a point where we really want to command God to do things at our own pace. If he doesn't, he is not God. Mm. In fact, many are people this in our time, we confuse God with the things that we see around because we want God to act like things that are happening in the world or elsewhere. I'm saying to my dear listeners today, prayer and meditation calls for us to be able to wait, to take time with God, to be able to wait and listen to him and at the right time. Now, when I talk about right time, I'm saying to you, God may allow your situation to a point where your situation or my situation goes all the way into the grave with you, with me. But God will ultimately make sure you emerge victorious. Shall we pray?
Yes, please.
Father, once again, we are horrified as we look at the evil around us. But we have this confidence, Lord, that if we stand and wait upon you, all our predicaments shall be resolved for our own glory, for our joy, and for your own glory. On this account, O dear Lord, I pray today that for me as the preacher and for my dear listeners, you may develop in us that which we can do ourselves to be able to stand and resist the devil day and night. Bless us, O Lord, to glorify yourself. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen and amen. Muruti, thank you so much for coming through. May you have yourself a blessed day.
God bless you.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed.